system in place to keep us in chains. By show of hands, who else is sick and tired of the same? 1% trying to keep us small, trying to keep us from getting out. Minimizing the struggles they've caused, saying we're not working hard enough.
We really should stop this fighting. Otherwise, we'll miss the fireworks.
There won't be any fireworks.
And here we go.
And welcome, everybody, to Suck It. I am the great and powerful King of Kings, Prince of all that is awesome, Derek. How is everybody tonight on this Wednesday, October 21st of the horrible year that has been 2020. It's hump day, guys. We're almost there. The end of the week is upon us. Two more days. And then we'll be saying, thank God it's Friday. And then 2 days later, we're right square back into another week. But, you know, enjoy the free moments and the shine and the everything while you can. Because, you know, that's what you need to do. But today is a special day, because today we're going to be promoting a charity event, which will only go to help make this year that much better. Because I'm bringing back a guest from days past, who has a lovely charity event going on next month. A charity concert, and also an auction. And what kind of auction, you may ask? Well, he's auctioning off a human being, because he's getting into, you know, the sex trades industry, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll get more into it. He's auctioning off a friend for dates, and you know how that kind of stuff works. Date auctions, those are always fun. But it's all for charity. It's all for fun. It's all for in the name of COVID and other stuff that's been going on this year. So without any further ado, please welcome back to the show, Mr. Soho Johnny, and the guy he's auctioning off, Mr. Nino Leota. What's going on?
Hey guys, how's everybody?
How are you, Derek?
I'm doing well. You?
Thanks for having me on the show again.
Hey, no problem. So tell me more about this this charity event you got going on, man, because it's a lot of good stuff. It's really good stuff. So talk more about it.
Well, it's always about pulling the silver lining in whatever dark storm cloud arises. And of course, we all have been dealing with a storm cloud this year, as you just mentioned on the show, with the pandemic and everything. My choice of funneling my energy over the years, as you remember, many of the viewers remember, is, you know, I lost my dad to cancer, and that affects so many people. So I've done a lot of things for the American Cancer Society in the past. And now I help founded a foundation called Let Me Help, Inc., INC.org. Foundation has the ability of servicing and giving to different charitable organizations, not just one. So it gives you some versatility. So, I had lost my mom this year to COVID, and that was part of my inspiration to push that forward here. And one of the focuses of that on the onset here is to help a COVID charity, a COVID-based charity. And as I said, the foundation could be multitasking, maybe a prostate cancer, and actually an anti-bullying one called I Am No Joke. So one of the campaigns that we are embarking on, and we have a show November 24th, which we'll talk about, the virtual show with a lot of support behind us, but we'll get into that, I guess, in a minute, is Nino Leota, which is a old friend of mine going back to the Boogie Down Bronx, and he happens to be single for all the interested parties that might of our listeners there today. And we've got a beautiful publicity event auctioning off a date with Nino, so to speak. The top restaurant, romantic restaurant in the Big Apple, New York City. The actual date's going to be May 1st of 2021. And it's going to be a beautiful restaurant, a chauffeur-ridden Rolls Royce, And after dinner, after all that, it was supposed to be a lot of celebratory things going on during that dinner, which I'm not going to give everything away. Post-dinner, there's going to be, they're going to be driven with the Rolls-Royce not far away, because that's in the village, to one of our Soho lofts, where there's going to be a white tablecloth setting, and they're going to be serenaded by a surprise celebrity as well. So we have a great, fun night planned for the lucky winner here, and Nino's an all-around night, a great guy. I could attest to it, and whoever wins and stuff, we're going to have a great, you know, night on the town, and we're looking forward to it, and we've been getting so much response. We were just on a radio show the other day, and, you know, the DJ, a very close friend of ours, her panel just lit up with questions and everything, so I think I'll just segue into that.
For, you know, for that kind of stuff, you know, I'll go on a date with you if I can draw in Rolls Royce.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I can, you know, for a date in a Rolls Royce and, you know, and fine dining and being serenaded, I'll go that way for a night. You know, that's fine. So, Nino, who are you exactly? And why are you putting yourself through this?
Well, I'm a friend of John's. We've known each other for maybe 40 years.
Wow.
Long time. And he asked me, you know, to do this for his charity. And I said, sure, why not? It's to raise money for people that have not had a good year. Maybe they've lost a loved one. And we're going to do whatever we can to help them around.
That's awesome. So are you are you doing the auction at the same time as the charity concert, or are you doing it separately?
No. The virtual concert is November 24th, a little bit over a month from now. Mm-hmm. It's a 6-hour concert on New York Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. And we've been so blessed with the amount of interest in the artists that are going on. You know, many, many talented. I mean, we've got, you know, with different parts of anyone from Ozzy Osbourne to Sir Patrick Stewart and Susie Quattro, and, you know, the list goes on. And we're just blessed to be having the support of so many different great people out there. And yeah, that's part of the secret sauce here, is you do something like this and you get it 3-4 times fold back with just the love and support. And that's, you know, and you have a good time with it. I mean, you know, we've got to make it's like my buddy Scott Page says, you know, you take lemons and you make lemonade out of it. And that's what we try to do over here in the Soho Johnny camp.
Yeah. Scotty is good about motivating people like that.
He's great. My buddy Scott Page from originally Pink Floyd.
Yes. Yes, he is. He's a good guy. Yeah, I had a great conversation with him either the day after or the day before I talked to you last year.
Derek, I kind of, you know, we were just got to talking, and when we thought about this campaign and I kind of brainstormed it, I do know Nino. We know each other for most of our lives, and he's on the single list now, but he's got a great sense of humor. He's a very ethical guy. He's down to earth. You know, there's no agenda about him. He's always has an optimistic way about him, and I'm not trying to pump him up so much for the date. It's just that he was an eligible candidate, and, you know, he's the type of person that, you know, whoever the lucky winner is, they're just going to have a great time out, you know.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and he's great company, and it is what it is. I mean, life is a blessing, right?
It can be. And, you know, this year has been a blessing in disguise for some people, and, you know, and just, you know, and in other ways, it's been a complete, you know, travesty from other people too. So, you know, I'm glad that you've taken the opportunity to do something like this, because it's something that needs to happen. And you're not seeing, and the sad thing about it is you're not seeing a lot of celebrities or a lot of, you know, charity stuff going on right now, you know, surprisingly enough, for this cause. You know, you're hearing a lot of people complaining and, you know, bitching about it, but you're not seeing much, you know, about people doing anything about it. And I think what you're doing is really, really, truly admirable.
Well, I think the media is so caught up with, you know, obviously the pandemic, the effects of the pandemic, of course, the looming election that's going on now, which is so interesting back and forth here. I mean, there's so many things that take up the time, but you're right. You know, we should just be more proactive in the media and just carving out some of the positive things, such as, you know, this is not about me or anything. This is just a small part that we try to do. But, you know, I'm sure there are many worthwhile causes out there, and we just got to focus on them. I mean, I lost my mom. She was 93.
Yep.
I'm mourning. Of course I am. But, you know, I was blessed to have my mom to live to 93, right? So it is what it is. And, you know, the best thing that I could do, you know, if I try to be a little bit, tiny bit of a role model here, is to take that and try to do something good for other people in her name, you know? And that's what gives me a little bit solace. And you're right. It's been tough for so many different people. But what better time to show the spirit of human nature, to give or to outreach in some manner, shape, or form, because we're all role models. And again, I segue to my buddy Nino, because he's the type of guy that I could be down over the years and everything. He's got a smile on his face. So we'll just go out and we just have a cup of coffee and everybody's laughing. He's just got that magic. So that's why, you know, we kind of resonated with putting him into limelight, so to speak.
And believe it or not, if I could just say that, he's doing so much good for people that have had a bad year. He wants to promote this concert and stuff, that when he approached me, I was like, I didn't even think twice about it. You're doing it, I'll do it for you. You know, and we're going to have a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, truly awesome. So how, first of all, how can people watch the concert, number one?
Well, it's going to be streamed. The concert is going to be iConcert TV, iConcert.tv streaming, and it may be on a few other platforms as well. But all that's going to be, all the final arrangements are going to be announced on SohoJohnny.com, as well as of course LetMeHelp Inc.org. I've got to make sure I get all these names right myself. Let Me Help Inc. INC.org, which is the foundation's website. But there's going to be a lot of attention drawn to it. And, you know, the Soho Johnny Instagram, YouTube, Soho Johnny, and we'll be. It's going to be well publicized in all the different areas. But iConcert TV is the main stream platform that we're using right now.
Is that a free stream, or is it, you have to pay for it?
It's completely free. There's no charge for this. Donations, we're encouraging, of course, donations for whatever people could. It doesn't matter what you give or how you give. We appreciate it. Even if the artists themselves, of all their followings, just gave a dollar each, you know, would raise, you know, a blessed amount of money. So it's all about outreach, and it's all about everybody just being proactive and just taking action and doing something, even if it's a few dollars. And for those that don't have, okay, please welcome to the show. We hope that we put a lot of smiles on people's faces, and I'm sure we're going to do that, because we've got a lot of fun in store for that night.
From the little bit that I do know about, you know, who's performing, you know, it's going to be an amazing, amazing show. It just, you know, unfortunately, you know, due to the, you know, circumstances, it's going to have to be virtual, but a show like that, you know, is stadium quality. I mean, it's a stacked card. It really is.
It is. And of course we would be doing a live show. I mean, listen, we may have a few live acts coming into the studio that's being worked out now, just a few select, to come in. But for the most part, we're keeping it virtual now. Originally, we were going to do something live as well, and just have it in New York City. We had a beautiful venue right overlooking the Hudson River. But because of the uncertainty, and unfortunately, it looks like, you know, the uncertainty was well called for us from what we're seeing now with the fall and a little bit of uptick here with COVID. You know, we're playing it safe. You know, we want to be on the safe side and do everything right and keep everybody safe. But, you know, we got to keep the light alive, like you're doing with your show. You're keeping the light alive. And, you know, my heart, you know, shout out to you for this, for your show here, too. know, it's so very, very important that we remain connected and encouraging each other as role models as we are to each other.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I appreciate you saying that too. So let's talk more about the auction. Nino.
Yes.
You know, why, you know, should somebody pay, you know, aside from the charity aspect of things, what makes you so special that people should put their hard-earned money and buy you for a night?
Again, it's for a good cause, but they're going to have a great time. They're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to have a couple of drinks. We're going to have a great meal. We're going to talk. It's going to be great.
But what makes you special? You know, that's all the charity stuff. I mean, that's the obvious. What makes you special?
I'm just a very nice guy. I look at myself as being a nice guy. And
I can throw something in here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But one thing about Nino, for those ladies, everything that's out there, he's a very, very good cook. He loves to take over the kitchen area. When he comes over to my house, we have another friend that comes over, and she'll take over the kitchen, whatever. And, you know, they kind of like, you know, almost like we're waiting for that. They're going to have a cook-off soon. So whoever the yucky lady is, and if this turns out to be more than one chance encounter for publicity and for such a great cause of the charity, if it segues into more, there's a lot of things. I mean, listen, Nino's the guy, type of guy that, you know, who take his escort, he'll escort someone for a picnic, you know. He's the type of guy that says, honey, let me drive you to work or let me drive you to wherever, you know. He's that type of guy. And, you know, it's funny. He's not really one to speak about himself. That's why I'm kind of stepping up here and a third person here a little bit, or second person. But, you know, he's a guy that would come up with some poetry or something just out of the blue, because he's just spontaneous. So I knew these qualities about him, which is kind of why I kind of pigeonholed him here as doing these type of things.
And I like when I have people on here that, you know, aren't typically in the limelight. You know, people that, you know, because I love talking to real people. I love talking to real people. I mean, and not
very
that, you
real
know,
person.
You know, and not that, you know, celebrities aren't real people, but you know, real everyday people, you know, the ones that don't have to worry about, you know, talking to agents and managers and, you know, doing this or doing that and, you know, watching what they say online because you don't want to piss off a future guest or something along those lines. You know, it's fun to be able to just talk to, you know, just anybody. And I'm glad that, you know, you brought Nino on because, you know, people need to see that, you know, that beautiful blushing face.
Absolutely.
You know, and really kind of say, you know what, that's a face, you know, only a mother can love. No, just kidding. that's somebody I could, you know, see, you know, going out on a nice date with and
absolutely
being, you know, splurged on, you know, but, you know, it's not about, you know, and for those sitting there saying, oh, he's trying, you know, this, it's all for fun. It's all for charity.
Listen,
you know, and if you fall in love with the guy, even better. But you know what? It's all about charity.
Absolutely.
Nino's the type of guy where you just have like a great time out, you know, maybe you go dancing and music and serenading, you know, and everything, let your hair down, you know, and then at another time he's like, you know, because I remember him, you know, when in past relationships over the years, you know, he's kind of like that. He's the type of guy at the end of the night you see, well, there's that slow romantic dance. You know, I'm going back, you know, when we were younger and everything, but, that's the type of guy he is, you know. He's the type of guy that, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say he is the type of guy you'll take home to your mom if there's ladies out there.
All right, John.
Although I'm kind of like gritting my teeth saying that, but, you know, the real truth is he is. But, you know, listen, he's a Bronx bomber, you know. He's a city guy, and he's well-tempered. He knows how to treat a date, you know. He knows how to treat his lady.
You know, it sounds like you've got that old school Italian swagger.
You can say that. Growing up in the Bronx, Italians everywhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Take a little, take some hints from Dean Martin there, huh?
We're the original crooners.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Listen, I think it's going to be great. We're going to have lots of fun, especially I know the money's going to be used to help people that have really been down and out and affected by this. And listen, who's ever going to bid on me or other people that are going to bid, let's just get it up there. We want to raise a lot of money if we can. We want to help as many people as we can.
And that's what matters the most.
That's what matters the most. You're right.
So how can people bid on you? Or Johnny, how can people bid on him?
Let me help. Inc.org. Right there, right on the foundation page. We're probably going to put something on SohoJohnny.com, but we didn't want to confuse it so much. So it's all going to be on the foundation page with a countdown. I mean, we still got some time. It's May 1st here, so, you know, the campaign is relatively new, but it's a lot going into it. We have a few other campaigns that are going to be being announced here soon, but this is a very exciting one and near and dear to me. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you have that kind of camaraderie with old buddies and everything and a few other of our close friends back at the time, the catapult him into the limelight here. It's great, but he's really tailor-made for this type of thing.
So when does the auction end?
Well, the auction, that's a very good question. The date is May 1st, so it's probably going to be very, very, we don't have the exact date, the cutoff date yet, but it's probably going to be sometime in probably sometime in April where we'll announce the winner, you know, maybe a couple. Well, actually, we're probably going to do it a little sooner, okay, because we got to make sure that whoever the winner is, they may have to make special arrangements to be in town, whatever, because it may not be local, right? So probably, I would say probably, we don't have the exact date yet, but probably at least a month before.
Now you just raised a good question here. So if they are not local, are they having to pay for their own transportation to New York, or is that included in the package?
We haven't really addressed that question. That's an excellent question. I would say that chances are, knowing the think tank, that we would probably help out with transportation if need be, if that's the case. You know, that's a conversation that will, you know, it's for charity, but at the end of the day, you know, we want whoever who wins this, we want them to have an excellent, excellent time. And we're going to do everything to ensure that. And we are very confident that it's going to be very much of a send off. So will we rise up and help with any travel expenses? I'm sure we're going to rise up.
Now, have you decided on a specific charity that this is going to be going towards, or it's going to be kind of split up between a bunch of different ones?
Well, as of right now, our focus are those three charities, okay? The COVID charity and the prostate cancer and the anti-bullying, I Am No Joke. That's for November 24th. Okay. So that's what's in the limelight now. We don't want to dilute it, you know, more than that. It's probably going to be the same for May 1st. But, you know, listen, a big part of me is always all about cancer. But, yeah, you know, we'll see where this goes. OK, right now, the most relevant to everybody is COVID, because it's something that, you know, toppled the whole world. I mean, we've never seen this before. And I think, you know, listen, what about those families that lost the breadwinner? I mean, I lost my mom, 93, got my, you know, may she rest in peace. I'll love her till the day I die. But, you know, what about those families that may have lost somebody that was the breadwinner, that was putting food on the table? Yeah. Families like that. So that's what happened in the back of my mind, maybe just to raffle off a family, essentially to help out a family that was affected. You know, we're trying to do our part here, Eric, trying to do our part.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, people, you know, need to remember that, yeah, granted, yeah, we're dealing with COVID and we're, you know, there's still a lot of stuff going on. But right now we're still right in the middle, you know, of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then next month is Prostate or Cancer Awareness Month for men, and you know, Movember, you know, so I mean, there's still a lot of other things going on, and you know, we got to make sure that we raise awareness for not just the one, but you know, raise awareness for everything, because you know, it's not like people stop dying of cancer during this time, you know, it's we're just piling it on with COVID. So you know, it's time to, you know, make sure that we're, you know, raising awareness for the things that matter too, you know.
Derek. Absolutely. I got a funny story about this auction here. You know, ever since I decided to volunteer for the auction, I've been spreading the word a little bit. And I have some friends, and one of my friends, her mom always tells me, oh, if I was a couple of years younger, I'd be dating you, and you're such a nice guy, and this and that. So I got a call, and she said, I spoke to my mother about all this charity and auction and stuff, and she's looking into how she can cash in a 401k. I was laughing hysterical when she said that.
Well, we're not looking to overreach that far, but
no. But it was just a funny story, you know. But
that was a nice thing.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, don't go cashing in your 401k. Yeah. You know, here. But still, that is pretty funny. Yeah, so again, you know, what else have you been doing? What have you been up to, you know, Johnny, since the last time we spoke back in July? What's been going on?
Well, let's see. Back in July, I don't remember exactly what we spoke of then.
Me neither.
Elaborating on the working on a series that I may be hosting. That's coming up, called Soho at Night, where I'll be kind of like in a castle, walking into different rooms with different performers and different artists, and introducing that. So that's kind of in the works. I'm very excited about that. And of course, it's a little bit on the slow motion now, so because of COVID. But as soon as COVID gets more under control, it's going to be an explosion for us as well as everybody, the rest of the world, in the entertainment industry.
Oh yeah.
So we have another thing that's been kind of gestating here on a slow basis, and I don't know if I mentioned this in July, but we got something going on with Broadway, you know, Broadway, the theater district in Manhattan. And again, it has a charitable aspect that's going to help children for educational supplies to go into, you know, theater in some sense, because I know there's been some budget restrictions in New York City. So something to try to help out there. And it's also, you know, driven with Broadway actors and performers to support a cause there. So that's also in the works. We have a, we're bringing a very popular show in from Japan called Animazing. And it's a kind of like rock music that's centered towards children's, for children, like bringing, maybe Hansel and Gretel or something, or maybe Cinderella or something. I'm not specifically those, but just making them like rock opera type of thing, you know. And we're very excited about that as well. We've got a lot of things in the Soho Johnny think tank that's been coming along here, and it's been a lot of fun. Couple of acting gigs. I released Star Hansen's song. He's a multi-platinum artist. I promise you. Okay, and the video is out as well. I'm going to be releasing my own tribute song very, very soon. Probably before November 24th as well, which is a tribute to Precious and Few. Precious and Few, it's an old Climax blues tune, and it's a beautiful song. It's kind of that wedding type song, and I'll be releasing that very, very soon as well. So a lot of interesting things happening. I mean, I'm in talks with I'm speaking to people every day, and they contact me, or artists, whatever, and I have the privilege and honor of having that position, and it's just, I always try to keep some charity involved with it somewhere. I mean, the business has its place here too, because obviously we still got to put money on the table to pay the bills for all these productions, and doing these productions, you know, takes a lot of time and work, and some people don't underestimate that, just don't realize it. And you go to a show, how much goes into it. But, you know, we've been working with more and more artists, and we may have a movie in the works now too. There were talks about doing a movie probably, you know, maybe about a year from now. So, a lot of different moving parts.
Damn, Johnny, you're just all over the place, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, it's organic, Derek. You know, that's the mystique of this. It's kind of like, you know, I always call myself the accidental tourist in everything that's going on here, because, you know, I'm still some guy behind a desk down in Manhattan, you know, that had a real estate business, and my dad and my grandfather had a trucking business down in Soho. But, you know, I kind of just ended up on this roller coaster, and it's taken me to these places, and I'm just trying to focus it in directions that I think are philanthropic, a lot of fun, and also include outreach and just putting smiles on people's faces, because that's what resonates with me, and that's what gives back to me, is just making people happy, you know. Just like any entertainer, okay, that has that passion, because it's all about passion in the entertainment business. It always will be.
Yeah.
You know, it's the passion within, and balance, which is, you know, people talk about passion and passion mixed with talent and being a male vocalist, female vocalist, or an actor, whatever. But people don't center on the balance as much. And what I mean by the balance is that, you know, there's a certain amount of pressure and strain when people, especially let's say that some a band is on tour. You have to put your full A show on every single time, no matter where you are. Doesn't matter how you feel, what's going on in your personal life. And that's the balance that you have to have in your life. You have to take good care of your body, take good care of your soul, and have a good structure around you. It's not perfect. Of course, you can have a bad day. Something can happen. But that's a true talent, to be able to go out there and still put on your, you know, your best for the audience, and just putting people in a good frame of mind. So, you know, it's passion, some talent, and balance.
Your philanthropy is second to none, man. You are just a kind soul, man. You know, when do you sleep?
I'm an insomniac. As a matter of fact, I just had that conversation with some people today. I need to get a good night's sleep. Sometimes I don't. It's not healthy. Sleep is very, very important, okay? And structure is very important. You have to be, you know, try to be in bed by a certain time, up by a certain time, try to do some exercise. I put on some pounds myself. I got to get them off. It's hard not to when you're a little bit more sedate. Not sedate, a little bit more, you know, not moving around as much here because of the circumstances. You don't go out as much. You don't mingle as much. You don't interact with people as much. But again, social distancing is not social isolation. There's things that you can do. And, you know, thank God we walk outside. We still have fresh air, right? We still got sunshine. And that air is beautiful. You know, the streams, the lakes, the beautiful nature, especially this time of year, like where I live in, like, you know, up, you know, in New England area, New York, changing of the season. It is so beautiful. So I encourage everybody to get out and spend a certain amount of time in a day of just getting out and breathing fresh air and going for long walks and completely safe, socially distanced. The whole world is socially distanced from you. But, you know, you could go with a buddy or a friend and, you know, just walk along a few feet apart and, you know, get that in there. It's all about balance. Life in every aspect is all about balance. And it's always going to get off balance at times. We're always going to go a little bit off kilter. Why? Because we're not meant to be perfect, and the world will never be perfect. Not in this world where we are now. But we do, we just got to constantly stay on. It's just like staying on the treadmill and just keep going towards the light.
Nino,
and accepting yourself and forgiving yourself, okay? Because remember, yeah, we're not meant to be perfect, you know, but just getting up and going forward again.
Nino, what's it like being friends with this guy? Because you got some, you know, big shoes to walk behind, man. That's a big shadow he casts.
I tell you, he says he don't sleep, but we all are in the same thing. He's texting at 2 a.m. He's got this idea or that idea. What do you think about this? We're going here. We're going there. We're always on the move. And he treats his friends very, very well, and we respect him for that. I mean, he's a great guy.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So remind everybody again about the concert. When is it? Who's all appearing that you can announce, you know, because I know you got some surprises, you know, but go ahead and refresh everybody's memory on that.
Well, before I say it, I almost forgot one thing I forgot to mention before. Please. Another exciting announcement that's still relatively new is that we are now done a joint venture with the SMC group and a brilliant guy by the name of Maurice Hamilton and his group, where we're now fostering new talent, new artists that have not really made it up the ranks. And we're looking for just a few different new talent where we will just match them to, let's say, a multinational campaign with a large corporation to be kind of like their poster child or face of that for some of their advertisement. So we've got that in the works now. Maurice Hamilton is a brilliant guy and a friend, and we teamed up with our team and my mentor John Valesco, and you know, we're just fighting a good fight there. So we are looking for some select talent as well. So that's very exciting. The SMC group and Soho Johnny. As far as some of the names of the show, well, there's too much for me to remember. I'd have to try to look on my list here. So why don't we segue to you, Nino, for a minute and give me a minute here. See, I know, because between the different campaigns and everything, there's different artists. I mean, people like, you know, the anti-bullying was very, very surprising how many artists that stepped up there as far as that. And they look back and say, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was a bully, you know, and they say, I regret doing that. You know, people are such, you know, A-listers that as well. But let me take a look now, Nino, maybe we'll segue to you for a minute now. but maybe we'll talk about let me just look over here for a minute, guys. Because I just had a list sent to me. Oh, wait a minute. And it's, you know, it's, we've got most of it down now. It was a 4-hour show, but we increased it to 6 hours. You know, we don't like turning people away, but we just had too many artists, and you know, we may take on a few other artists, but we're trying to make it, and some people are just doing tributes, they're just doing like a few shouts out, you know.
Okay.
To promote. Show list update here. Let's see if I get this here. Oh my gosh,
I know there's a lot of names on that list, John.
Well, yeah, let me see. Of course, Andrew Cole has been a pleasure to work with. He's point on the I am no joke, which is the anti-bullying, and he's been fantastic. So I'm going to read out a list of names here. Rachel Loren, of course, Ozzy, and Ozzy's wife, Sharon, beautiful, beautiful people. Jane Lynch, Cedric the Entertainer, Sir Patrick Stewart, Henry Rollins, Jeff Goldblum has joined on, Julian Lennon, okay, you know, of course, John Lennon's family, April Gabrielle, Sophia Angelica, Coley Stallone, Sophie Beam, Dominique Monroe, Natalie Shea, Sari Shore, Jack Wepler, Susan Ruth, Debbie Gibson, Roger Paul, DJ Scribble, Charlie Zelani, Jasmine Cara, and Amazex, of course, is our venture that we're doing that I talked about before. John Lodge, the beautiful man, John Lodge, from the Moody, we know him from the Moody Blues, of course, Susie Quattro, October London, Jewel, Paula Cole, 10 Years After. We remember 10 Years After, what a great band. Sonia Lay, Star Hansen, freestyle artist, Sha-na-na, how could you forget the doo-wop, Sha-na-na, Zarley Black, Matt Benarski, Rick Wakeman, remember Rick Wakeman? I loved his Journey to the Center of the Earth, right? Ron Magic Coleman, that's a Drifters tribute. Tayatana, Roxina, Arizona Lindsay, Steve Pereira, Christy Kay, Kava Rizzani, and the list goes on here. Leon Robinson, we love him. He played in that movie Temptation, the movie about the Temptations, right? The lead. Mm-hmm. Sadie Katz, Leland Sklar. Now, Fred Schneider from the B-52s. What a wonderful man. We love Fred. Howard Bloom, publicist, famous publicist, beautiful, beautiful person. Steve Perkins, we know him from Jane Addiction, great guy. Kenny Lee Lewis, Kenny Olson, from he was with Kid Rock, Rocky Kramer, Kim and Kathleen, Kim and maybe Kathleen Sledge from Sister Sledge, Nile Rodgers, Boy George, Slim Jim Phantom, Jimmy Starr and Ron Russell. I love those guys. John Stewart, Tracy Young, beautiful, beautiful, famous DJ. She a Grammy Award winner. Revolution, band in the LA, and they're wonderful guys and so talented. CC Peniston, finally, we love CC. Mickey Burns, Tony Franklin, wow. Firm, you know, we know him from the Firm. Will Crudson, Kenny Aronoff, Norwood Fisher, I believe Dionne Warwick, I see here in some span, the Struts, Loreen London. So, you know, I just read out a list, and maybe I was supposed to be confidential, not, but here I am.
Well, I'm glad that I got some.
I hope everyone's tied down there, but that's everybody that's been, like, you know, kind of like in the back scenes here. But it's only a month out, and, you know, in some manner, shape, or form, they're involved here in some particular point, I believe. And, you know, it's all for a good cause. And, you know, every single one of them, I thank all of them, you know, from the bottom of my heart to help, you know, because it's not, you know, again, it's not about one person. It's always about, you know, just coming together for something, because that's the only way things get done of a significance, of a large scale significance, is when we put our differences aside and we put the priorities in front of us and we say, listen, let's just roll up our sleeves and get something done. Because if we do nothing, then nothing will get done. And we're all about being proactive and motivating each other, because that's what we have to do. I try to do my small part. I thank my buddy Nino for this campaign of being on there. And I know they're going to have a great time, whoever that lucky winner is. You know, don't worry about it. There might be, in the restaurant there, we might be a table away there in the, you know, taking little snippets here back and forth of their date. But we won't cover the entire date, but maybe some of it. But then, We're gonna have a lot of fun. Everything we're doing is really fun based, you know, to celebrate what we have here on Earth. Another thing we have in the works. I don't mean to be so verbose here on your show tonight, Derek, but you've got. Starting to turn now. Actually, we're gonna have a dance contest coming up. We're selecting the judges who wants to participate again to try to raise some money and. I thought there was another campaign that was just in the works right now. But at the end of the day, you know, we're having a great time. And, you know, we're just trying to focus on a very noble goal for everybody's benefit.
Absolutely. And, guys, you guys can find more information at letmehelpinc.org and always at sohojohnny.com. But, you know, again, Johnny, you are just, again, a fantastic human being. And, you know, I hope that this charity auction goes well and, you know, you find, you know, the woman of your dreams possibly. And, you know, Johnny, I hope that this the charity concert just goes off without a hitch and just blows up and is really everything that you hope it is and more.
Thank you so much for saying that, Derek. And again, thank you for having us tonight. And you know, we salute you and just keep it, you know, just keeping the light on, because that's what it's all about. We just need more of this. But I'm very optimistic. I'm very optimistic despite, you know, the diversity of things that we see going around the world. You know, unfortunately, it's just, you know, we always hear a lot more of the negative than the positive. But there's a lot of positive out there. Even things since this COVID started, there's so many people that have stepped up and so many things and the more research and people just saying, listen, we're going to go to work. We're going to go to work. We're going to get things in, whether it be research or just helping, you know, it's funny as I go through life, you know, you see who the new heroes are. Of course, you know, your heroes are maybe, you know, it could be a policeman, you know, it could be a fireman or somebody that the first responders for 9/11, those are heroes that lost their lives. You know, now we're seeing heroes are, you know, what was somebody, it was a saying that someone said the other day, if you save somebody's life once, you're a hero. But if you save, you know, 50 people's lives, then you're a nurse, right? And so, you know, I call them the first responders in the healthcare industry that have dealt with this pandemic and have, you know, walked into rooms that with a seemingly deadly disease that had no cure at this time. And, you know, really, you know, with all your protections and your N95 mask and everything, there's a certain risk that goes into that. And you're dead, and what they did, they had to step up. So, and a lot of volunteers that did it as well to help, you know, and because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of outreach for even for think about it. Even with my own mom, I went through it. I'm there with those people that have lost, you know. It was very difficult because they don't allow people to go into the hospital, especially when my mom was earlier on this year. You know, you couldn't see it. I mean, they probably wouldn't stop you, but there's that risk, and they try to prevent that because they're trying to do the right thing. But how do you walk the fine line between a loved one there, you know, because it's a certain amount of just wanting to hold someone's hand, right, when they're going through a scary situation. And that's what we try to be all about, you know. We just want to have that hand outreach there, whether it be virtual, whether it be the show that you're doing here, or whether it be, you know, or whether it be just giving a donation to Let Me Help Inc. or many of the other charitable organizations, you know, that are reputable to do the right thing. You know, we just have to continue to stride and do something if we can, and just make a little bit of part of our day. And blessings to everybody.
Absolutely. And again, Johnny, thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Nino, good luck to you. And again, I'll be checking in with you, you know, hopefully after the concert and see how it went.
I just want to give a shout out. We're going to have a great time.
Absolutely, you are. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you very much, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Have a good one now, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So that's our show for Wednesday. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Guys, again, please go to letmehelpinc.org. for more information about the concert and the auction. Great causes all around. And in this day and age, we could use as much help as we could possibly get. But again, thank you guys very much for the night. I appreciate it. And we're continuing to, you know, go on strong here. And things are getting more and more exciting. I got some huge announcements coming up here soon. Some really, really big guests on the horizon that I can't discuss yet because it hasn't been locked in. But, you know, lots and lots of cool stuff on the horizon and on our way to 1 million. Getting closer and closer every day to hitting that 1 million mark for the month of September. We got 10 days to hit it, and I hope we do hit it. And then same thing for October. Let's hit it again and again and again and again. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys do for me, and I appreciate you guys being here. But until tomorrow, I appreciate you guys, love you guys, and we will see you tomorrow. But until then, stay healthy, stay happy, and as always, stay fucking heavy. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.